This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Certainly, we thank Deacon for devotion, turning and posturing our hearts toward the Lord to hear from Him, to be sensitive toward His Word and to ingest and intake His Word. We are on chapter 1. I am a church member, Tom Rayner, and the lady is coming to read chapter 1, and afterwards I'll be back to pray and to expound on chapter 1.
Good afternoon. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. I was not here last week, but I'm here this week. Our baby had strep throat last week, so we were not able to be here, but I thank God that I'm here this week. Chapter 1, I will be a functioning church member. Is everybody on page 9? Page 9. It was a big deal for this young boy living in the small southern town. I didn't know what a country club was, but I knew one was coming to town, and it included a swimming pool, a dining area, and meeting rooms. The owners also promised to build a small golf course, a promise they would fulfill a couple of years later. Now, don't get the wrong impression. This country club was not the typical upscale clubs we often envision. It was a really small private enterprise trying to make a few bucks in a small town by offering a few amenities. But I was overwhelmed. My parents were middle class income, so they could afford the small monthly fee. From my perspective, though, I had it made. I could now go to a swimming pool. I didn't know of anyone who had their own pool in town, so this amenity was exciting. I could order a burger from the dining area, and we could have birthday parties in the pool or the meeting rooms. I began to learn a lesson. Membership means perks. Membership means privileges. Membership means others will serve me. Just pay the going rate, and you can have others taking care of you while you enjoy a life of leisure. And tragically, this understanding of membership is what many church members hold. This is my church, so you have to play music. You have to play the music just the way I want it. Look, Pastor, you need to remember who pays your salary. If you don't do this program, I'll withhold my check to the church. I've been a member of this church for over 30 years, so I have a right to get what I want. I don't pay good money to this church to listen to sermons that long. Okay, you get the picture. Those unfortunately typical comments come from members of churches who have an unbiblical view of membership. Their view of membership is more aligned with country club membership. From them, membership is about receiving instead of giving, being served instead of serving, rights instead of responsibilities, and entitlements instead of sacrifices. This wrongful view of membership sees the tithes and offerings as membership dues that entitle members to a never-ending list of privileges and expectations, instead of an unconditional cheerful gift to God. So, what does the Bible say about church membership? I'm glad you asked. Membership means we are all necessary parts of the whole. There are a number of places in the New Testament where we can see a clear picture of church membership. One of the more voluminous sections is 1 Corinthians 12 to 14. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul explains the metaphor of the church being a body with many members. In 1 Corinthians 13, he established love as the central attitude and action all members should have. And in 1 Corinthians 14, he returns to the messed up church at Corinth that has the concept of membership all wrong. Some church leaders and members view membership as a modern business and organizational concept, so they reject the label as unbiblical. Membership, to the contrary, is very biblical. The Bible explains members differently than secular culture. For example, look at the term in 1 Corinthians 12:27-28. Now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it, and God has placed these in the church. Do you get the difference? Members of a church comprise the whole and are essential parts of it. The Apostle Paul would carry the body metaphor further and explain that members are individual parts of the body. Some are eyes, others are ears. Some are feet, still others are hands. That is why he concludes, "For as the body is one and has many parts, and all the parts of that body, though many are one body, so also is Christ." 1 Corinthians 12:12. Membership means we are different, but we still work together. With the country club membership, you pay others to work for you. You pay others to do the work for you. With church membership, everyone has a role or function. That is why some are hands, feet, ears, or eyes. We're all different, but we are necessary parts of the whole. Each part, therefore, has to do its work, or the whole body suffers. There is a beautiful diversity in the midst of unity in church membership. The Bible makes it clear that if one part does not do its job, the whole body does not function well. But if one part does its job well, the whole body rejoices and is stronger. So if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. 1 Corinthians 12:26. Membership means everything we say and do is based on a biblical foundation of love. Most readers will speak glowingly of 1 Corinthians 13, commonly known as the love chapter. It is read at weddings. It is used for a husband to declare his love for a wife or vice versa. It is preached to demonstrate a fuller meaning of agape or unconditional love. While there is nothing wrong with using the love chapter in these contexts, its original meaning was to demonstrate how church members relate to one another. Can you imagine 1 Corinthians 13 being read at an acronymous church meeting? In its full biblical context, that might be the best place to read it. If we could just abide by the principles of the love chapter, we would have completely healthy churches. It would be a revolution. Just look at some of the relational principles of 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, is not boastful, is not conceited, does not act improperly, is not selfish, is not provoked, and does not keep a record of wrongs. That's verses 4 through 5. The principle of these two verses alone are sufficient to cause a revival in most of our churches. We are not to love fellow church members just because they are lovable. We are to love the unlovable as well. We are not to pray for and encourage our pastors just when they're doing things we like. We are to pray for and encourage them when they do things we don't like. We are not to serve the church only when others are joining in. We are to serve the church even if we are alone in doing so. Church membership is founded on love. Authentic, biblical, unconditional love. Church membership is functioning membership. Do you know how to remain a member of a country club? Pay your dues. Do that and the people will be available to serve you. Do you know how to remain a biblical member of a church? Give abundantly and serve without hesitation. Note the italicized word biblical. Sure, you can remain on the rolls of many churches and Easter only. You can even be a reverend member in a number of churches by giving a nice sum to the church every year, even though you never lift a finger in service or ministry. But please understand, that type of membership is not biblical membership. That approach to membership is man-made, man-centered, and man-maintained. It is totally contrary to what the Bible teaches. It has no place in our churches. Biblical church membership gives without qualification. Biblical membership views the tithes and offering as joyous giving. There are no strings attached. Biblical church membership serves and ministers as a natural way of doing things. Biblical church membership is functioning membership. Again, let's return to 1 Corinthians 12 to grasp this concept more fully. When Paul was using the metaphor of the body to speak to the church, he did so for two primary reasons. First, the body is a unified whole. Likewise, the church is to be unified in its mission, purposes, ministries, and activities. Second, the body is not only unified, it is made up of many parts. Think about the parts noted in 1 Corinthians 12:12 through 26. The foot, the hand, the ear, the eye, the nose, at least indirectly by referring to the sense of smell. Each of these parts is supposed to function. The foot is supposed to walk, the hands is to grasp and hold, the ear is to hear, the eye is to see, the nose is to smell. We, who are church members, are all supposed to function in the church. The concept of an inactive church member is an oxymoron. Biblically, no such church member really exists. Such is the reason we are exhorted to know our gifts and abilities, so we can use them best to serve the church for the glory of God. The fact that there is so much diversity in our church is our strength. Everyone has a function. Everyone should be functioning. Everyone should have a role. Because we're all different, with different gifts and abilities, we will function differently from other members. But if we are true and biblical church members, we will be functioning members. One of the ongoing questions you should ask yourself and God in prayer is, how can I best serve my church? You should never ask yourself if you should be serving your church. If you are a member, you must be a functioning member. It's just that simple. The first pledge. Let me go on. Okay.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for leading and guiding us today toward this place. Lord, make sensitive our ears, soft our hearts, that we can receive, glean, and grasp your truth. Lord, be led by your precepts. Help us to be better, Lord, as we endeavor to understand what you have given us in church membership. Thank you. Lord, we pray and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I will be a functioning church member, not just a member, but a functioning church member. The emphasis of this particular chapter is on functioning. That God has called us all to functionality. That we have a purpose. We have a role. He didn't just place you in the body of Christ, the local assembly, to just exist, to merely go through the motions. But he has given task and purpose, distinction to your life, that you are to contribute, you are to serve, you are to function in the body. For a long time, we as a people summated membership to just Sunday morning. Come in and hear a few songs, hear a few prayers, read a verse or two, hear a preacher. And that's what we have pretty much summated church membership to. Without being involved, entrenched, a contributor to God's work as he has left us on earth, functioning church member. We were dysfunctional because we had the wrong idea, the wrong concept of what church membership is about. You ask the average person what the work of the church is, or the work of the kingdom that is to be done by the church, they'll give you a string of things that's related to social enhancement, but no spiritual enhancement or edification. We didn't know. But we thank God for bringing us to such a time as this and a moment where we can make right the wrong. And we can do better because we are taught to do better. A functional church member. I don't think we understand, and I don't think we really value, because of our lack of understanding, what it is to be a church member, what it is to be a member of the church, what it is to be a member of the body of Christ. That is not something to be looked upon as trivial. It is not something to be looked upon as minute. That is major. And it's tremendous because God has called us out of darkness. He has called us out of the world wherein all of us were members of Satan's kingdom. And we were on our way to hell. But he called us out of Satan's kingdom, called us out of darkness, and he positioned us and placed us in the marvelous light, in the body of Christ. Now we have life eternal. That we don't have to worry about perishing. That we are members of the church, members of the body of Christ. Wow. We are members of the most significant and sacred movement on earth. We're members of the church. Not just New Bethlehem, but we're members of the universal church. We're members of church of yesterday, church of yesteryears, church of today, and church futuristic. We're members of the body of Christ. Membership is not to be taken lightly. It is a privilege with responsibility. Now I want you to work that in your spirit. That it's a privilege with responsibility. It is a mutual responsibility that we have unto one another. He has called us all into the body to be responsible, mutually responsible to one another. There are 59 one another statements in the New Testament. Yes. The one another statements are exhortations to do something toward another person. Yes. So we're not in the body to be self-focused and self-aimed, self-pleased and pleasured. We are in the body to bring satisfaction, growth, and pleasure to the hearts and minds of others. We are to serve one another. We are to esteem others more highly than self, ourselves. So, the 59 one another statements, they each express a different aspect of Jesus' command to love one another. It really gives us perspective of what love really looks like. What love is in action. I'm not just a church member. I am to be a functioning church member. A functional church member functions in the church. In other words, a functional church member is actively involved in the ministries, in the mission, in the inreach, and in the outreach of the church. Every church member has a function. Has a function because God has given every church member a gift, at least one gift. Each church member has a role to play. You have a role to play. Now, as Lady has read, you heard biblical church membership, and what I like to say are called unbiblical church membership. Unbiblical church membership versus biblical church membership. Inactive membership is not biblical. You know how in these churches we have created some type of subcategory to keep people on roll. And we move them from active membership to inactive. And there's no such thing biblically of an inactive member. Because what makes you a member is your function. That God has called you to function.
Yes, sir.
You know, we don't want to dismiss anyone. We want everybody to feel their part. That's why, you know, at funerals you read on obituary that they joined the church at an early age and that's all they've done. Because we have created a subcategory.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because we don't want to get rid of Junior.
You're right.
We don't want to get rid of Ronnie. We don't want to make them feel as if we're pushing them out. And really the truth is that if you're not functional, you have pushed yourself out.
Amen.
I mean, you think of when you read the Word of God and it talks about the tree or the vine and vines that's not producing. It didn't say that the vines or the branches cut themselves from the vine. It says that the master cuts the unproductive vines or branches from the vines so that the vine, in giving its nutrients and nourishments to branches that's producing, can give more to branches that's producing so that the branches that's producing can produce more.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Unbiblical church membership. People that had attended church in years, we still call them members. Because we don't understand the biblical concept of what membership is. Y'all still with me? See, this approach to membership is man-made, man-centered, and man-maintained. You want to know what people are about in church? Talk about moving somebody off the roster. You'll discover who related. You'll discover some of the, you know, underground root connection.
Yes, sir.
You won't know what people are about? Start talking about, you know, purging the role and making true the membership.
Yes,
sir. Man-made, man-centered, and man-maintained. It is totally against what the Bible teaches. Here's the flip side of it. Biblical membership is active church membership. Biblical church membership gives without qualification. Biblical church membership views the tithes and offerings as joyous giving. Biblical church membership serves and ministers as a national way of doing things. When a person has really been positioned and placed in the body of Christ, that person, you don't have to constantly remind of their function. They are positioned and placed by God. And they understand the importance of function. 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 Well, if we're going to be biblical members, if we're going to be functional church members, the first thing we need to understand is membership means we are all necessary parts of the whole.
Amen.
That, now this is saying several things. First of all, it's saying that the church is bigger than you. You are not the totality, the sum of the church, but you are a part. You are a part of the church. That means that it's bigger than you, it's bigger than me.
Yes.
So don't ever try to, you know, lower the church down to just you, because it's bigger than you.
Yes.
It's bigger than one part. Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
Y'all quiet tonight. Come on, talk to me. I'm going to keep hammering until you say something. Amen. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. So we are members, and all of us are necessary parts for the whole. Now, we see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapters 12 through 14. Now, notice, first of all, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul gives an image of the body. That the church is a unified whole. A unified whole. The unity of the church is reflective in the oneness of the body.
Yes, sir.
That you don't have several bodies in one body. You have one body with many parts. But every part is necessary for the function of the one body. Verses 1 through 3, the Corinthians needed knowledge of spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a tall order. This is much needed teaching about spiritual gifts.
Yes, right.
You know, what has God gifted me to do? What has he gifted me to do for the function of the body?
Yes, sir.
So they needed knowledge of spiritual gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we understand from reading 1 Corinthians 12 that they coveted the most noted gift, which was speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. But Paul, he had to give them knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, because spiritual gifts can be used the wrong way. You know, the reason they covered it speaking in tongues is because it was the most noted. They could be seen.
Yes, sir.
And you're never to operate your spiritual gift to be seen.
Amen.
But you are to operate your spiritual gift to serve others.
Amen.
It's about edification.
Amen.
It's about edification. It's about laying it all on the line to build somebody else up. It's not about drawing attention unto yourself.
Amen.
It's about glorifying God and serving others.
Amen.
But they wanted to be seen.
Amen.
So he had to teach them about spiritual gifts. And then verses 4 through 11, there is diversity. There is unity of origin and purpose in spiritual gifts. The gifts came from the same God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So God is not against God. He's not against himself.
Amen.
He gave them gifts for the function of the body. So Paul, he says, yes, you have different gifts, but the diversity is necessary for unity.
Yes, sir.
Aren't you glad we're not all the same?
Amen.
Can you imagine how dull church would be if we were all just alike?
Amen.
You can imagine in talking to one another if we all were just alike when we open our mouth. The person you talking to would know exactly what you fixing to say.
Amen.
Because you just alike.
Right.
And then the church can't be made up of just one part.
Amen.
So it's not all an eye.
No, sir.
It's not all an ear.
Amen.
It's not all a nose.
Amen.
It's not all feet.
Yeah.
But you know, the diversity is necessary for function within the unified body.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So he had to teach that. He had to teach it. But then in verses 12 through 26, the need for diversity in the body, for function, there must be unity in diversity.
Yes, sir.
So that's chapter 12. Membership means we are different, but we still work together.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If all members had the same spiritual gift, there would be no functionality. No member, listen to this now, no member can say he or she is not important.
Amen.
Don't you let Satan, you know, discourage you and belittle you and demean your importance as it relates to function in the body.
Yes,
you may not think you're contributing much.
Amen.
But it's necessary.
Yes.
It's necessary. It's necessary. So no member can say he or she is not important. No member can say that another member can say of another member is not important. In other words, I can't look at you and say, you know, we don't need you.
Amen.
You're not important.
Amen.
He says all members.
Yes,
yes. All members. Listen, as members, we contribute. We contribute. We serve. We serve. Now that's a big word, serve.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because, you know, we have this misunderstanding of church membership.
Mm-hmm.
Faulty notion of church membership, idea of church membership. We think we join church to be served.
Amen.
You know, I hear people all the time say, well, I'm looking for a church with blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're looking for one, why don't you join one without it and you add to it what you're looking for?
Amen. Amen.
If you're saying a church lack a ministry, and since you know it lacks the ministry, why don't you join the church and add the ministry?
Amen.
Y'all quiet. Don't go somewhere where you can just be served, but you need to join a church to be a servant. Amen. When you go join the church, roll up your sleeve, get down to the grassroots and get busy trying to bring about ministries. Because, listen, the pastor need help. The people that's working need help. The people that's serving need help. And so we're not like a country club where you just pay your tithes and complain about what's not going on and what's not in place. Amen.
Amen.
Pay your tithes and serve.
Amen.
Yeah. Don't let that be the reason you're not serving.
Amen.
You know, you run across for, will I pay my tithes? Well, that's just one aspect of it. What about your talent?
Amen.
What about your time?
Amen.
You know, you need to serve, have the right concept of what church membership is. Tom Rainer makes a contrast between a club and church. With the club membership, you pay others to do the work for you. With church membership, everyone has a role or function. That is why some are hands, feet, ears, or eyes. We are all different, but we are necessary parts of the whole. Each part should do its work, or the whole body will suffer.
Amen.
Listen to that. The whole body will suffer if one part is not doing its role, is not fulfilling its function. The whole church, the whole body suffers. If one part does not do its job, the whole body does not function well. But if one part does its job well, the whole body rejoices and is strong. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26 says, and if one member suffers, all members suffer with it.
Amen.
Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. We're all members of the same body. You know, some while ago, I talked about, you know, you have to be careful, you know, what you say about your church, because if you're a member of the church and what you say of the church, you're talking about yourself too.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I wouldn't dare put down what I'm a member of.
Amen.
Amen. You have to talk it up.
Amen.
You know, I hear people all the time talk critically about the church. And how do you think the church is going to be attractive if you think critical of the church? Listen. Everybody in the church is not saved, and everybody in the church hadn't arrived and hadn't made it.
Amen.
That's no secret. Even we read in the Bible of Paul. He said, it's not as though I have apprehended.
Amen.
So we are members of the body, and we are struggling together to be edified and build up in weak areas of our lives. All of us got weak areas.
Yes, sir.
Y'all might as well say amen. You say you don't have a weak area, you might as well get on up and get on out of here, because you haven't read it. You haven't read it already. But listen, we are joined together. Joined together. So what bothers you bothers me. What hurts you hurts me. You know, and it should help hurt your brother and sister. If you're hurting, then, you know, the whole body is hurting. You know, if you have you mess around and be hammering and hit your finger, your whole body hurts.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you know where you hit it at.
Yes.
But it just does something to your whole body.
Yes, sir.
Y'all in here with me?
Amen.
You mess around, be, you know, half sleep on your way from the bed to the bathroom, and stump your toe.
Yes. Amen.
It makes you pick your whole leg up and hop. And you're trying to cut the flow of pain off from your whole body by grabbing your leg. But just to show you that when one part of the body hurts, it affects the whole body. It causes the whole body to hurt. So if one member is down, then we are to get down in the trenches with the member to lift the member up. Because what's happening in that one member's life is affecting the whole body. Because we are joined. We are connected. We're interwoven. We are one body. One body. He gives the picture or image of the body. You know, since I've had the sinus surgery, I haven't been able to smell. So, in a sense, my body is dysfunctional because I have lost the sense. You know, it's something to lose a sense. Now, I'm saying that to say this. Without smell, I have to rely on Lady to tell me how good I smell. Now, let me tell you the craziest thing that happened, and I'm gonna wrap it up with this. I'm not gonna hold y'all longer than seven. Listen, we're right at seven. Listen, her birthday, D.A. Washington had a conversation with her. I'm gonna tell on her tonight. And this expensive perfume they had out there at Saks. So somewhere in the conversation, Lady told her that she wanted the perfume. And so I was out at Grandview Hospital, and I thought I would just go on by Saks and get the perfume. And I got in, and the lady, she took me over, the sales lady took me over to the perfume. Big old box. Big old box with a little bottle inside. And I just couldn't help myself. I had to ask, I said, why is the box so big with the bottle so small? And you know, I'm thinking, I said, well, you know, it'll be $50, $60, $70. Y'all know where I'm going, see. And so the lady, she said, do you want it? I said, yeah, you know, I was too ashamed and too, I went in a little too far to bag out. So I said, yes, give it to me. And I'm feeling good, you know, and I'm walking over to the cash register. And she said, that would be 200 and something. I said, say what? And then I went on to explain to her. I said, you know, the most ironic thing is this. I'm buying perfume for her that I can't even smell. You know, it's just good to have somebody connected to you that can make whole the body. That's our lesson tonight. I'll finish up next week. But that's our lesson. Functionality. Functionality. We are part of one body. That's as far as I'm going to get tonight. We are part of one body. I want us to understand that every member is important. Every member is important. Listen, you know, there's no big I, no little you. All of us are necessary. 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 And we treat each other like brothers and sisters. You know, the church, it requires, and I get into this next week, affectionate love. It requires affectionate action. I get into that next week. Are there any questions? I hate to just stop here, but, you know, if I get into the next point, it'll really carry us over. Any questions? All right. Yes. It withers and die. It withers and die. So stay connected. And they are gathered and thrown into the fire. All right. Any other questions? You want another one? That's our oldest son. Stand up so they can see you. Yes, stand up so they can see you. That's Tyler. All right. Nothing else claim our attention? Listen, Deke had to keep y'all in the crock pot of prayer tonight because I left home without my notes, made it to the church, and I had to go back home and get the notes. So he had to keep you in the crock pot of prayer. And y'all looking like y'all are done too. I told him on the outside, I said, let me get in there so he can sense my presence and close out the prayer. And I said, amen. He says, in Jesus' name. Let us stand and create our prayer circle. Come on, let's go around, make our prayer cell.